Moosejawtoday. Com, whenever moose jaw warriors forward Atlee Calvert and Saskatoon Blades forward Rowan Calvert take the ice against one another, they're always keeping a bit of an eye out for number 23 on the other team. Such is usually the case when your brother is playing for your opponent, with both players wearing the same number for their respective squads. Now, the Moose Jaw Minor Hockey Products will be facing off on the biggest stage possible when their teams meet up in the Eastern Conference Final beginning Friday night at Sasktel Center in Saskatoon. I know my grandpa would be real proud of me and my brother, playing against each other for a chance to go to the final, Atlee Calvert told the Warriors' Mark Smith after practice on Tuesday. The Calvert brothers squared off for the first time in the Western Hockey League on March 26, 2022 when Rowan hit the ice at the Moose Jaw Events Center for the first time as a visitor with the Blades. Since that time, Atlee has developed into one of the top players in the Western Hockey League, capping his 2023-24 campaign with 47 goals and 95 points as overager. Rowan has continued to climb the ranks himself, enjoying his best season in the WHL with 10 goals and 25 points in 68 games as an 18-year-old. Head-to-head, Atlee was one of the top producers for the Warriors against the Blades this season with 5 goals and 8 points through 6 games, while Rowan chipped in with 4 assists in a season series that saw teams win 3 games each. "It will be fun," Atlee Calvert said. "At the end of the day, it's probably just a little extra added motivation for me." The Calvert brothers grew up coming to Warriors games at the Civic Center and then at the Hangar. Rowan said it was both his and Atlee's dream to play for the Warriors in the WHL. "He got his chance and I'm a Blade and super happy that I'm a Blade and grateful to be here and I wouldn't want it any other way," he said. Both brothers have found success so far in the 2024 WHL playoffs. Through 9 games, Atlee has picked up 3 goals and 9 points as the Warriors eliminated Brandon in 4 games in the first round and Swift Current in 5 games during the second round. For Rowan, he's found his scoring touch over the final 2 games of the second round, scoring in both wins over Red Deer for the Blades. Saskatoon advanced through the first round in 5 games against Prince Albert before sweeping away the Rebels in the second round. The Blades and Warriors have been on a collision course throughout the season, finishing first and second, respectively, in the Eastern Conference during the regular season. "It's going to be fun, we're all looking forward to the challenge," Atlee said. "We know Saskatoon's a good team, but so are we, so it should be a good series." With plenty on the line heading into the series, Atlee said when him and Rowan talk it's usually about things away from the rink. However, after being told that Rowan said Atlee was the better golfer and he's hoping that he gets more time to hit the links soon, Atlee had to respond. "Well, I'm definitely the better golfer, but we'll see about that, we'll leave that one to the ice," the older Calvert said. The Warriors and Blades open up the 2024 WHL Eastern Conference on Friday in Saskatoon, with Game 2 on Saturday and the series reverting to Moose Jaw for Game 3 and 4 at the Moose Jaw Events Center on Tuesday. Around 100 tickets are left for each of those games, so be sure to get them quick at www.sasktix.ca if you're interested in checking out the games live. With files from Randy Palmer.